This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour on the BJV program, talk about the news, what's going on in the world, what's going on around our country. The big thing on the farm, ladies, is that we had three kids born of several of the goats, twins. So you'll be able to see that story and follow it at Eastleigh Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, if you have a mind to. Kind of cute.
These baby goats. Oh, my gosh.
Little critters. Yeah.
That must be the cutest thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be great for kids coming around. The farm has been much more active this year because of having more babies, more cows, more calves, that sort of thing. We still haven't figured out how to house the peacocks yet. And there's a problem.
How many do you have?
I don't think you can.
Three. Well, you can kind of get used to being in an area.
Martha Stewart has like a house for her peacocks.
Yeah, we're building a house, actually, behind the goat barn where the chicken. The goats and the chickens live together, and the ducks, they all cohabitate. And it's fun. It's actually really amazing to watch them together. Because we now have chickens, like dozens of chickens running all over the place, and the rooster is trying to corral everybody. It's a lot of fun, and people come, and the guinea hens come right up to you, and they start squawking about, you know, because it's something different. They're like the police force.
Are they the ones with the leg warmers? Because I like those.
Yeah. they're characters, anyway. So that's what's going on the farm.
If Jen had one as a pet, it would wear a glitter headband.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, exactly. General Horn,
walk around
Victoria
the flash
Keelan.
Dance the whole time.
Jay Kirshner. So the COVID situation or vaccinations or whatever it is, I tried during the pandemic to be the number one national program that talked about this, and we got away from politics, but we didn't really because there were a lot of political things that played into vaccinations and whether you were going to get one or not and who got them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I noticed that the stats now indicate that vaccinations of seniors lag behind in certain states. Are these, is this the inevitable red and blue, or is there something else here?
A little bit, yeah.
Is that what it is? Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, up North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Idaho, Missouri. So you're in Tennessee, in Nashville, Jay. What is it like? Is there a promotion? Like in a lot of places around the country, they offer special incentives. Okay, we'll give you this if you get a shot. But 20% of seniors there haven't received a single dose of the vaccine. So what does that do to stir up the locals?
Yeah, well, there's no incentive to get the vaccine, and mask mandates have pretty much all put away. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are saying if you have a vaccine or you've had COVID, you're welcome to go any place you want without a mask. If you haven't had COVID and you haven't had the vaccine, they are asking people to still continue to wear masks. However, it's the honor system. Nobody can actually ask, hey, have you been vaccinated or not? So there are no masks anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So, but with seniors, there still is a lot of conspiracy discussion. I guess I'm not, I'm one who joins a lot of conspiracy conversations, but not in this circumstance. The pseudoscience of it all, I know my friend Jack Stockwell, who will be with us later on, he is kind of a libertarian, comes from Utah, and so there's some of that. So it is a geographical thing. It is a philosophical thing. It is a political thing. I think that does wear.
I think so are the closures. I mean, we can say all of that. I think it's true to some extent.
The closure,
but like, if
really
you look at the difference between Florida and California, Florida came out a lot better. Their economy is intact. They yep. had less people die overall, and they stayed open almost
well,
the whole time.
They also fudged their numbers, too. So,
but that's actually been disproven. There was a woman who came out, and it showed that they didn't actually fudge their numbers. And I would say as much as fudging has been happening in every state, I mean, I look at California, and I wonder about what the numbers are going to look like when they filter out. People were getting multiple tests, so there were multiple positives that should have been counted once. But for people who were getting multiple tests, those were all counted. There was the fudging that went on in hospitals when people died, when their doctors were trying to convince them to put COVID on their death certificate so that the hospital could get 20% more. I think the numbers game is going to filter out at some point.
I think we're really see it.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. I mean, it could be undercounted, it could be overcounted, it could be, who knows, but...
Over, under, sideways, down.
Yeah, the point is whatever the numbers were was the right thing to do to shut down, and I think blue states did it wrong, and I think red states like Florida and Texas actually did it right. I mean, particularly Florida. That's the model to look at for the country, and
they
got pooped on.
That's why he's running for president. Okay.
Yeah, but they got pooped on by, like, Andrew Cuomo, who was putting people in old folks' home and knocking them off. I mean, he's got, like, 9,000 deaths on his conscience. I mean, give me a break.
Guilty! 11 million Americans joined Medicaid during the pandemic. The enrollment in Medicaid is now 80 million. Medicaid, in my mind, is for people who are seniors, because I've always confused Medicaid and Medicare.
Yeah, Medicare is the senior one.
That's right. That's what I'm on.
Yeah. Medicaid is when you're low income. And anyone can get it.
And do you get the same benefits, though? I've never had this clarified for me, no matter how many times I've asked various people. Do people on Medicaid who are younger, who can't afford any kind of other program, get the same benefits as I do as a Medicare?
No, it's not as good.
Actually, really? I actually think it's a little bit better. And I'll just from my own experience.
Not in New York.
Well... So the reason I say it's a little bit better is that, I mean, your insurance may be on the day-to-day, and there's probably an argument here to be made. I don't mean like
day-to-day hospitalization,
but your day-to-day, your day-to-day coverage is probably going to be better with Medicare. But because you can use different options, on Medicare, you don't have to use, especially if you can pay for supplemental insurance, you don't have to use just the public option all the time, which is what people on Medicaid will do. They'll have to go to, like, county facilities and things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But... the difference is that if you are needing care long term, and this is what we had to do with my grandparents and why I feel like I'm kind of boned up on this issue. My grandparents saved and saved and saved their whole life. My grandfather worked for the county. My grandmother stayed at home with the kids. So they were not wealthy people at all. But they had a certain amount of money spent, and we knew that both of them needed long-term care, and they didn't have long-term care insurance. So we ended up having to transfer their house, which is really their only asset, to my uncle and to my dad. And then they went on Medicaid, and Medicaid paid a bulk of their long-term care. So in that respect, Medicaid gives you more resources than Medicare.
But at what age
Medicare.
Does it kick in? If you sign up, is there a starting point? Like, can you get in
Medicaid?
To Medicaid
it's just,
when
it's
you're 20?
It's based on income, and Medicaid is based on what your income and assets are.
So 80 million people are in Medicaid and Medicare. So what percentage of the population? That's like a quarter of the population.
Well, if you lose your job and then you lose your health care, which is something that I have forever said should not be tied together, but it is what it is. So if you lose your job, you lose your health insurance right away. And then if you are on unemployment and you can't get another job, and supplemental insurance, health insurance is so expensive. If you lose your job and you lose your, like, corporate insurance, you know, COBRA, they send you a thing. Oh, well, you can get COBRA for $4,000 a month.
COBRA's
Who can
expensive.
Afford that? COBRA's ridiculous, and the coverage is terrible, too. So a lot of people just are forced to, if they need health care, they have no other option other than to go on Medicaid. So if you're on unemployment for a while and you're not making any money, then you qualify for Medicaid.
All right, so there it is, explained better than I've ever had it explained to me before.
We're a good
anyway.
Team, Victoria.
Yes, you are. It's the team of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the DJV program at 15 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Merry AC Month is going on right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your AC is blowing hot air, you need immediate relief. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Merry AC Month and get up to a $100 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a Merry AC compressor, accumulator, dryer, expansion device, or condenser. There's no need to sweat it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Talk to their professional parts people, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com. All right, 17 and a half the hour, the DGV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, Doug, and Miles has joined the team. We're going to talk to Miles about what is the best thing about being with Gramps. That is a loaded question. All right, what's going on? What sort of exciting things have you been doing since we talked last week here with the girls?
A new dinosaur sprinkler.
Yeah, right. We should actually post pictures of that. Here's a dinosaur sprinkler.
Yeah, it's really big. I went in a pool yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell the girls how old you are? Does everybody know how old you are, do you think?
I'm almost 6 and a half.
Really?
Oh, wow. That? I thought you were like 21, so 6, huh? You sound so mature
almost
for your age.
Almost 6 and a half.
Yeah,
almost 6 and a half. The half is important.
Yeah, remember that when you were a kid? I'm 6 years old.
I'm 30. And I'm going to turn it while I'm here.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a party, do you think?
A small party. Maybe like some cupcakes or something.
Cupcakes?
Yeah.
Really? What kind of ice cream are we going to have?
Maybe we can have a lot of ice cream.
Really? Did you get a special treat last night after dinner? What did we have last night that was a special treat after we had dinner? Remember you rated?
Well, I had 2 drinks yesterday.
What did we do?
Ice cream and a strawberry chocolate ball.
Right. His mother and Miles raided my chocolate drawer in the refrigerator. Right? A big deal there. All right, so what else is going on? We're going to have a special
treat. Have you seen the baby goats, Miles?
He didn't know there were baby goats. I just found that out a half hour ago myself.
Oh,
yeah.
That's exciting.
The lady who takes care of all the animals, Mary, was there all night birthing the goats. So we get off the air today, Miles. We have to get on and see the new goats.
Yep.
Have you counted all the chickens in the yard yet?
Well, no, because there are too many chickens.
Do you have any favorite animals on the farm, Miles?
Well, the cows.
Uh-huh. You're just
except
like your
Gramps
then.
There you go. Right, exactly. Yeah, the cows are good. We have all sizes and shapes of cows.
And I helped Gramps with bring in some new baby cows.
Yes.
Oh.
All right.
Nice.
Moving
that's a good
around.
Helper.
Yeah. Well, he likes to farm. He likes things. A lot of people saw pictures of you on the tractor with me, or me on the tractor with you.
I did ride on Gramps' lap laughing while the tractor was moving.
All right. Say bye to the girls. It was nice talking to you.
Bye, Miles.
That's the Miles Report. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Three half the hour now on the DJV program. So Doug is here, Jennifer, Victoria. Jay has the trending things that you can follow her on our Twitter account or Facebook, Instagram at DJV Show. And you can also follow us with our download every single day. By the way, trending in the download that's currently available at DJVshow.com, the names of the Father's Day sweepstakes winner, the works tools. And then we talked about the passing of Biden's dog crossing over the Rainbow Bridge. I didn't use that term, but that's one of the most powerful images, isn't it, when you think about it? The Rainbow Bridge. Anyway, so that's that. We also talk about the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC starting a joint effort called BackSync. And we get into what's going on, what's plaguing the Dippin' Dots CEO, dis, dat, dees, and dems, and does. So listen to podcasts, catch up on things you didn't hear at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And perhaps we'll have the story of Carl Nassib. Is that how you pronounce his name,
Jay? Yeah, nice work.
Thank you. Nice work if you can get it. I take a stab in the dark every once in a while. Okay, so the big deal with him, how many other football players are openly gay?
He is the first. He's the first active openly gay current football player. Yep.
Oh,
he is a defensive end with the Vegas Raiders, and he's also donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project, which is a nonprofit organization with a high focus on suicide prevention.
So he must be pretty good. He's got a 3-year, $25 million contract, right?
Yeah, he's right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. So what's been the reaction of his teammates? Because there are a lot of sort of guttural players, and then there are others that are, you know, it's like society. There are those that have strong feelings and those who say live and let live. So what's basically been the reaction so far to his announcement? And why did he come out? What was going on?
The reaction has been very welcoming. He posted the announcement in a social media post and said that he finally felt comfortable getting this off of his chest, and it's something he's agonized over the announcement for 15 years, but he had the support of his friends, his family, his teammates, the coaches, and it just made his announcement a lot easier.
All right. So, a good college player, apparently. He's played down in Tampa Bay. But that's a pretty good 3-year, $25 million. That shows he's pretty good, right?
Yeah. He was a star at Penn State. He was actually selected to the Cleveland Browns during the 2016 draft.
So what does the NFL commissioner say? What is the position of the National Football League in general about stuff? Do they even have a policy?
No. It's if anybody wants to come out, most players will come out after they're no longer active players. So that's why this is big news, because he is the first active openly gay player. But it's been very welcoming.
Okay. Well, see, we're progressing, I guess. So that's what some people would say. All right. So next up here, looks like the Biebs went to see Mr. Macron. Why? And his wife?
Supermodel Hailey Bieber. They've been having a lot of high-level meetings, and the recent one was with the president of France.
What do they bring to the table, other than him being a singer?
Some people are wondering if the meeting was based off of World Music Day, which just happened recently, and if that's something that they were discussing. A lot of people are focused, however, on the outfit Hailey Bieber chose to wear.
Yeah, well, that's what I was looking at.
I mean,
I'm looking
she's
at
gorgeous.
Her.
She is stunning, but maybe not the most appropriate attire for this meeting. A cutout cross kind of top, abs were showing. I mean, those are sick abs, don't get me wrong, but...
And that's
maybe,
very on trend right
maybe
now.
Maybe it has something a little bit demure
know your
for
audience.
The situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the wife of the French president. But she's an old-timer, right, compared to him.
She should have dressed like a school, like an old school marm, and then maybe he would have paid more attention to her. She's dating his old teacher.
Well, that's right. She's
married to the old. Yeah.
Married, isn't she? Yeah.
She's
right.
Like 60, what is she, 65, and he's...
38.
She looks good for being 65.
Yeah, I know.
Not that 65 is old or anything, but I looking at this, I was like, is she maybe late 40s?
Is she really
65?
Yeah, she is. Yep.
We'll
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Meow, meow, meow. You ever hear your cat meow? You ever notice that cats really meow to other cats? It's generally a sound left for us. Cats don't have only one generic meow. In fact, if you pay a lot of attention, you will discover that your cat will make different sounds for food or attention or boredom or if he's not feeling well or if let's say he wants to go outside, even though I recommend you keep them indoors. Cats are highly intelligent creatures. They're trying to teach us what they want. If you're only observant, you'll pick up on it. It's also interesting to note that, as I said, cats rarely meow to one another. Here's what I do. When I bring a new pet into my household, whether it be a dog or a cat, usually I bring out that tape recorder and I tape record the different sounds that they make. And I listen to those sounds. And over a period of time, I actually have a great way, a positive way of communicating with my pets because I always know what their meows or their barks mean. So take out that tape recorder, tape those meows, and you'll have a better discussion with your best friend. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada. Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans Tuesday block sweeping legislation on election and campaign finance reforms that Democrats said is crucial to ensuring voting rights and saving democracy. But the GOP blasted as a partisan power grab and noted voter ID is not included, something a majority of American voters on both sides of the aisle want. The Department of Justice on Tuesday seized 36 news website domains linked to Iran's government for spreading disinformation as part of a propaganda campaign. The Department of Justice said in an emailed statement it took action against 33 websites used by the Iranian Islamic Radio and Television Union and three others operated by the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia. New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams was the early frontrunner after polls closed on Tuesday to represent the Democrats in November's general election. The winner won't be announced for some time. The Board of Elections won't tally absentee ballots until July 6th. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The For the People Act needed 60 votes to clear the procedural vote in the Senate on Tuesday. The partisan vote was 50-50 with no Republicans voting with Democrats to advance it. One of the main sticking points was voter ID. Most Americans on both sides of the aisle want voter ID. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau goes deeper into the story.
A sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats has been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally along party lines. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall explains to Newsmax TV the issues his party had with the bill.
They never mentioned the downsides of this legislation. They never mentioned that this legislation does away with voter ID, that it encourages ballot harvesting, and it uses federal dollars to match campaign dollars as well. Just a moment ago, you put up polling that we've known for months that 80% of Americans believe in voter ID, that it adds integrity to the election process. We need our elections to be safer. We need them to be fair. But we certainly want integrity. We think that voter ID does that. Voter ID brings integrity to it. Without voter ID, or if you encourage ballot harvesting, it decreases the value of your vote. And I happen to think that voting for this republic is a very, very valuable thing that all of us are required or recommended to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, 34 after the hour now here on the Do More DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, we try to simplify things, eliminate stuff that isn't necessarily germane to what you need to know. I thought that discussion of Medicare, Medicaid was very informative, things I didn't know. And that's really the idea here, is to give you stuff to think about that you don't know. And for that, we don't charge you anything. So you're welcome. Thank you, and you're welcome. Victoria, looks like Joe Biden is having Barack Obama. So this is something, and this is kind of, I don't want to make this into a, like, the usual stuff
political.
Here, but.
Because well, everything's political.
Well, Trump was so obvious, and it was, I don't know, this is the kind of stuff that that made me think, you know, come on, guy, get a clue. Because you don't like Obama, you're not going to have the White House portrait. Everything, but many of the things he did was just in bad taste. So anyway, Biden brings Obama in. What's the big deal? The news media will make a big deal out of it because
the news media, whatever you want to call it, I think the American people in general, I mean, I'm certainly someone who, you know, I love watching the, you know, it's such a small group of former presidents and first ladies, and I love watching when they get together and what. Sadly, it's usually just at an inauguration or a funeral. That's really the only time
Bush will be there, right? And Laura Bush, the former.
I don't know if they'll be there. But what the tradition is that when the last president and first lady, when their official portraits are done, they go back to the White House and they're hosted by the current president and first lady, and then they unveil the portraits. They have lunch. You know, there's a whole little pomp and circumstance. And so this is a decades long tradition. And yes, it was broken with Trump. So now Biden is going to have. I don't know if he'll have Trump back. I think that would be I would really like that if he did. Just, I think, to get back to the tradition of the show. I don't know. I have no idea.
Picture of Trump or have him come?
Well, will
Trump's picture going to be revealed by Biden?
I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I would like him to do it.
Yeah,
but
why not?
Okay. Well, whatever. That's the thing. Like, I hate this tit for tat stuff. This is driving me nuts. Mm-hmm. And this is what Trump brought out in so many people, that people who didn't like him, like me, this was the kind of stuff. It was just petty. And so I hope that Joe Biden does not do that. I would be very disappointed if he does.
He's not cut out of that cloth.
But the thing is, though, a spokesperson for Trump has said that his portrait is being worked on, but it's not ready. So I don't know. If Biden is a one-term president, then who knows when Trump's portrait would be unveiled.
Well, then was Obama's ready? Because, I mean,
yes, Obama's has been ready.
Trump was a one-term, too.
No, Obama's has been ready. So,
yeah, it was around.
That was just a choice and that Trump made. So.
Yeah.
But
Jennifer, it's awfully hard to argue not doing it, I think.
That the previous administration was spying on Trump? I don't think it's hard to argue.
Oh, my God.
Obama ordered his lines debunked. It has not been debunked. Are you kidding
me?
Okay. Victoria, no, it has not.
This is the problem. This is exactly it.
How do you think they got Carter Page and George Papadopoulos? This is what the whole FISA warrant thing was about. It has absolutely not been debunked. In fact, there are still investigations going on.
But when
on
do we move
it.
On?
I know,
even
right?
Even if that's
well,
true.
When is it,
when
no,
do we
but
move
when
on?
Is it okay to spy on an American person?
It wasn't okay.
American
Nobody's going to argue that. I don't think anybody's going to argue that. It wasn't okay. But it's time to move on.
But it has been totally disproved that Obama knew this. He did not order it.
See, this is the danger of the news media when you only see half of the story. He was in the meeting with Joe Biden when this was ordered. I mean, it's all over. All you have to do is look. This is the reason for the Durham investigation, which is still ongoing. Nobody likes to talk about it, but it's still ongoing. This is what's scary, is that half of the country only gets half the story. I think it's over. The investigation's still going on.
All right, then what's going to happen? Everyone goes to jail? Fine. Maybe. If they're found guilty, then everybody haul them all away, right?
Unlikely because of the dual system of justice between the elites and the haves and the have-nots in this country. But
I think it's
Trump's the have-not.
Something's got to
No, he's definitely one of the ones that would be part of the people that could skate on things, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Meanwhile,
anyway,
let's get back. Let's
it
go
would be nice if the tradition
alien.
Gets back on track, right?
All right, the alien report seems to be stuck someplace, like in committee. When are we going to find out about UFOs, aliens, whatever it is that we're?
I don't know, but
about.
It's supposed to. Everyone just keeps saying by the end of June, right? That's the date.
10 days away.
Yeah,
but we're here. So, they keep pushing it.
TMZ. One of the things I think is kind of interesting that I'll be watching, TMZ has teamed up with Fox, and they have a one-hour primetime special on Tuesday, June 29th at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern, and that is their UFO investigation into this report. TMZ actually caught Marco Rubio at the airport, and asked him about it. He said he believes that the Pentagon's report will be holding back a lot. He said partly because the technology we use to capture and analyze the images are top secret, and that those, you know, they don't want them getting into the hands of the Chinese or the Russians. I think that's a convenient excuse too, but we'll see. And you know, basically, Rubio said that he thinks this report will leave a lot more unanswered questions than giving us answers.
All right, as long as we're in the, well, I want to do the alien thing. Brings us around to NASA has all kinds of stuff on aliens and UFOs and stuff. They have all of them. But the news today from NASA is they're going to send a mannequin around the moon. And you, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, folks everywhere, can help name the mannequin. All right, so let's post this, Jay, as a suggestion for people that are listening to our DJV program. What would you think would be an appropriate, this is going to be a November launch, so this mannequin is going to be on board, uncrewed flight. It's a test of the space launch system on the Orion spacecraft. It's supposed to collect data to help astronauts on trips, like the space flight schedule for 2023 to go out to Mars, right? Isn't it going to Mars? I think it's going on. I think so, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, right. So it's supposed to resemble
going
the
around
human...
around the moon, right, first, and then it's...
Right.
I think they're testing out all of, like, the reactions that a human would have.
Right. So they basically have built a robot to go into space, right?
Yeah.
That's what... It's not a mannequin. It's a robot.
Well, they're calling it actually something funny. What was the word for it? Moonikin, right? Name the Moonikin.
Name the Moonikin.
It's not a mannequin.
Right.
It's a Moonikin.
It's a Moonikin. Yeah. Yeah, right, okay. So you can do that on the NASA.gov website. Matter of fact, you can put the competition is up there, NASA.gov/name the Moonikin. And so the votes go until the 28th of June. So let's see here. What are some of the names? ACE, standing for Artemis Crew Explorer. Campos, which is a dedication to Arturo Campos, key player in bringing Apollo 13 back. Remember that whole fiasco. Delos is the island where Apollo and Artemis were born, according to the Greek myths. Duhart, a dedication to Irene Duhart Long, first female and first minority chief medical officer at Kennedy Space Center. Montgomery, dedicated to Julius Montgomery, first African-American to work at Cape Canaveral Space Facility. He was a tech. Rigel, giant superstar in the Orion constellation. Shackleton, a crater on the moon's south pole. And Wargo, dedicated to Michael Wargo, the agency's first chief exploration site. I don't like any of them. What do you think? Are these the only ones that are up there? Are these the only ones you can
these
vote
the
on?
These are the options. Well, it's been a bracket, so it's been getting narrowed down. So, like, they'll have two names that go up against each other each week, and then people vote. It's sort of like March Madness for naming the Moonikin.
Did you vote when you went in there to look at it?
I have not voted yet.
Yeah. All right, ladies, what do you think?
Are you going to do a write-in, Doug? You make it Dudley?
Naturally.
Yeah, Dudley, maybe. Mm-hmm. How about that? That'd be...
Well, you're not really going to get far. I think.
No, of course not. I'm being facetious.
Yeah, well.
But I don't like any, I mean, coming up with these, there should be some inspiration. And a
I
lot
think
of
that these are all pretty inspirational
stories.
Figures, though.
Yeah, but they require stories. We would do better if Doug were king of the world. NASA would get much more attention in the news media, and you'd know a lot more about what's going on there, because it is, in many ways, our future. When it first got started in the late 50s, it changed the course of education in our country. And we sure as heck need a change in course at the moment in education in our country. And so this would be, it would seem to me, pretty, if you bring a lot of youngsters into this, it would be a pretty good way to get people involved in it and looking at what's going on. Okay, I want to do this when I grow up. That kind of stuff. Yes, you are, Miles. Miles is a youngster. All right, so anyway. We can do that, and it's frustrating because you wonder where it does go. I would like to see something, but I'm not the guy. All right, here we are at 44 past the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The keys is sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
So at the risk of being a little polarizing, I want to go back to something. You know I have had strong feelings about Liz Cheney. I have strong feelings about her father and never liked him.
You're in love with her, though, aren't you?
Well, I don't know about that. I think she's an interesting character and an interesting time. And why it is, there's somebody who has written a recounting, if you will, of what happened on January the 6th when she was talking on the phone to her father. She apparently was supposed to go on to the House floor to certify Joe Biden's election as president. And apparently her father had called her, and it wasn't as a political advisor. It was as a worried parent. He'd seen Trump say on TV, we've got to get rid of the Liz Cheneys of the world. And so he thought that was a bad sign for as the thing began to disrupt at the White House. She spent $58,000 on bodyguards. Did you know that?
Of her own money?
Yeah.
Taxpayer money.
Really?
Yeah,
Is it her own? Because don't they get Capitol Police protection at some point, but...
Well, they all should, I guess, in a manner of speaking.
Some don't, but, you know, it's funny, with that many people, some of them just don't need it, because, I mean, think about it, there's over 400 people in the House of Representatives, many of them we don't know, it's always the one that sucked the air out of the room that we know about.
Mm-hmm. I just think, under the circumstances, it's interesting to see the story, and yeah, it is, on my own behalf, I say, I think a fan of hers, I guess would be the way of saying it, for any number of reasons, I guess. And I have.
I love that you always say for any number of reasons. We've never gotten one reason, actually.
Oh, we've got the one.
I like her
because she's blonde.
No, I think that she has. I think that she stepped out and was an independent in a sea of yes. All the the people who said yeah to the election.
So was Adam Kinzinger. Do you love him too?
Well, I don't. He's not my type. But thank you.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that she needs... And it's interesting because people say to me, well, you so dislike her father. Well, why does that make a difference? You can like fathers and, some... Look at your own marriage situation. How many of you like your mother and father-in-law? So, there's that. But you can love your husband. You can love your wife. I don't mean you have to like the rest of the family. I find I like people, you know me, I like people who are rabble rousers, who, stick their finger up and have it counted, if you will, one at a time. It's 10 before the hour.
A
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Geller here with us from his museum. I'm very excited. I'll get over there in December to spend some time with you and the museum, which looks fabulous. I've been looking at pictures. You go online to urigeller.com or to urigellermuseum.com. You can see the... I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the... I'm impressed that it looks like a real museum. I don't know why. You know, maybe it's because you and I are as close as we are. I don't know. I don't have an expectation. I'm just figuring it's going to be good. But looking at it, you got all like the you can put the headset on and walk around the museum and get the story behind the story. I'll tell you, when you were here last time, we talked about the guitars that you were getting in there, and people were very interested in Mick Jagger's guitar. What do you have? You have a bunch of those things from people. I think you told me Justin Hayward's guitar or some. You know, from the Moody Blues. So what are you yes. getting almost on a daily basis, stuff coming in there?
Well, you know, I have to stop at some point because
you're out
already
of room.
it already takes me an hour and a half to take a tour around the museum, and that's a long time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm the best tour guide because I talk passionately about the items that I own, that I got from these amazing people. Music-wise, I have Mick Jagger's guitar, Justin Hayward. I have items from Michael Jackson, David Bowie, Elvis Presley. I even have, now listen to this, the death mask of Chopin. You know, when people in the past, you know, master painters and music creators, when they died, the first thing they did, they plastered their face and they created a death mask.
Right.
So I have a death mask of Chopin from 1845, and I put Byron Jamises, who is an amazing, renowned
pianist,
classical pianist, because he gave me that mask as a gift for the museum. It's basically white plaster, but it's very eerie because, you know, nobody knows what it is. And when when you read that this is Chopin's original death mask, that's quite extraordinary. Then I have a bottle of Chanel No. 5, which was Marilyn Monroe's favorite perfume, which I got from DiMaggio, you know, her lover husband.
Yeah, right, Joe
DiMaggio.
Yeah.
And it was actually found next to her bed where she was found dead. So I have a basketball signed by Kobe Bryant. And little items that people actually are amazed.
Let me ask you about the energy that's there. I was just talking earlier on the program to somebody who is an energy specialist and really is very dynamic. We were talking about energy in Southern California, but the energy there, is it something that's there, or do you feel like you've created it, or is it a little bit of both? Because I know when you found that building, you felt like there was a special connection, if I remember.
I think it's a lot of both, because just imagine the items that I have from, let's say, Marilyn Monroe or John Lennon. Their energy is embedded in the object that I'm displaying, because energy is almost like a vapor. It's a vibration. It's a frequency that can penetrate metal, plastic, wood. So this whole structure, the hall, the space that the museum is in, is ancient. We're going back about 1,000 years, 900 to 1,000 years. So the combination and the unity of these different eclectic energies, Christianity, Muslim, Judaism, is just so powerful. You will feel it yourself, and you will walk around with me in this beautiful museum.
Yeah, it really sounds fascinating. It is, but I think part of it is the creative. I remember the first time I met you, and I think that's something to talk about, how it is that people are attracted to you. There's an energy there. How are people attracted to anybody? Lovers, friends, people they work with, that they get along with? How does that all work? That's not something that happens by accident. That happens because it's supposed to happen. And I think you can maybe get a sort of a tune-up. At least that's the feeling I get by going into URI's museum. Hopefully a lot of people will travel there, but at least you can check it out online. URIGELLER, URIGELLER.com. My friend and colleague URI here at 59 past the hour.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.